You're listening to the download edition of the Wall Street Update of World Business Report for Monday, the 12th of January. I'm Marie Keyworth. It's a touch embarrassing just when President Barack Obama is taking to the stage to talk about new laws on cybersecurity. There's another hack. This time the Twitter account of the US military's Command Center, or CENTCOM, has been broken into. The attackers have posted messages announcing allegiances to ISIS, and the account has since been suspended. The FBI now says it's investigating. The BBC's Rory Catherine-Jones has been following the story.
Two accounts belonging to the US Central Command, their Twitter account and their YouTube account, were both hacked by a group claiming to be the Cyber Caliphate, acting on behalf of it's the so-called Islamic State organization. And they posted a series of tweets making threats against the US military, saying, warning US soldiers. They put up, and this is more worrying, and we're yet to be clear whether this was genuine data or data that was not publicized. They put up lists of some US senior officers and supposed sort of details of their addresses. And on the YouTube account, they put up some of their own videos.
So how serious of a security threat is it then? I mean, at the moment, a Twitter account isn't necessarily such a bad thing, but could it lead to more?
No, this is embarrassing rather than serious. But it is very embarrassing. This account appeared not to have the blue tick, which you get next to verified accounts, which most organizations which want to protect themselves speak to Twitter and they become verified so that you know they are who they say they are. And this, I suppose, gives them some sort of added security. This one did not have that blue tick. So that is embarrassing, but not necessarily that serious. What would be more serious is if this data that was briefly posted turned out to be secret data that they had got access to, and we're still not clear about that.
So we don't know if it's just a Twitter account that's been hacked, or in fact they're using it to communicate. There's a much deeper and more serious hack.
Yes, although it has to be stressed at this point that a White House spokesman came on and admitted it was embarrassing, but said it wasn't that serious, indicated that this was not a major breach of their internal systems. But what has happened, obviously, is whoever controls that Twitter account has probably done something silly, i.e. The classic way people are hacked on Twitter is they're sent a link saying, oh, look at this video about you. They click on that link and they end up giving away their credentials.
You mentioned it's embarrassing. Of course it is, more so because President Barack Obama was, it seems, around the time giving a talk about the new laws he wants to bring into place that would ramp up cybersecurity in America.
Yes, I mean, the timing, and one cannot but speculate that it is deliberate, was exquisite. You know, just as President Obama was talking or finishing his statement, these two accounts were hacked. And yes, it's a bit of a message to all of us, actually, not just major organisations and major government organisations, to just be a bit more protective of our own security, because there are fairly simple ways of avoiding being hacked in this way.
The BBC's Rory Catherine-Jones. Now on the market, oil has hit new lows, and for a reaction of that from the US markets at the close of the day, I turn to Peter Jankowskis, who's Director of Research at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago.
I think it was another one of those days that we've had so many of recently, where falling crude oil prices really put a damper on the market, weighing most heavily, of course, on energy, but in this case, in general, picking on all of the financially sensitive sectors or macroeconomically sensitive sectors.
It has fallen to new historic lows. The Brent crude measure that we tend to use to monitor how oil is faring has fallen to a new low since early 2009.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, and it appears that it may be poised to go even lower based on some brokerage house research that came out today, which probably is one of the things that spooked the market as much as anything else.
So energy companies, of course, are going to be feeling the strain, but have there been any positive moves at all on the market? Is anyone doing well amidst this doom and gloom?
Well, certainly if you look at firms that are heavy consumers of energy, airline stocks, for example, I think have been some of the best performers over the last 3 to 4 months. So any sector that is a net consumer of energy has benefited from this drop in prices.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcast. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.